Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy with a snow squall possible late and a low of 33. A Kenosha man accused of stabbing another man to death at a group home will be committed to a mental institution after being found not competent to stand trial. However, the doctor who examined 65-year-old Marcel Cudzin said he believes Cudzin could regain competence within a year on medication. Cudzin is accused of the death of 56-year-old James Nelson, who was stabbed multiple times when he stepped into a confrontation between Cudzin and a woman, allegedly over the color of her hair. All three lived in the same facility in downtown Kenosha. Cudzin is facing first-degree intentional homicide, attempted homicide, and other charges in connection with the incident November 10th. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett today announced he's running for a fourth term. Barrett put out an email this morning to potential contributors, officially announcing his bid for re-election. Barrett was a congressman when he was first elected mayor in 2004 and then chosen by more than 70% of voters in the 2008 and 2012 elections. A pair of donations to the Racine Police Department for different uses are included on the agenda for tonight's Common Council meeting. The first is $5,715 from Peace Fest to help the Racine County Human Trafficking Task Force, the gathering held back in August. Lieutenant Chuck Weitzel recently told the Finance Committee there's also a $735 donation from Timer's Liquor for the canine unit.
This is a donation from a canine fundraiser, which was a wine tasting that they did approximately 2 weeks before the policeman's ball. So the timing is a little bit rapid.
The two donations will be approved by the Common Council tonight, with both organizations receiving thank you letters. The Burlington Common Council tonight is expected to grant a motion to formally appoint Jim Burgless as the city's new Public Works Director, elevating him from assistant status, though he's actually been on the job since last month. Burgless replaces Craig Workman, who left in the summer after 3 years in charge for the Public Works job in Whitefish, Montana. Burgless holds a master plumber's license and was superintendent of the Eagle Lake Sludge Treatment Plant from 2003 until 4 years ago, when he became the assistant DPW director in Burlington. Applications for the annual Kenosha Scholarship Competition at Carthage College are due Thursday, December 3rd. Full tuition scholarships worth more than $160,000 are awarded to residents of the city of Kenosha each year in recognition of the city's agreement to lease land to Carthage for the development of additional student housing and parking. Full-time freshmen and transfer students who plan to enter Carthage in the fall of 2016 are eligible. Finalists will be notified in January and will be invited to an on-campus competition. More information is available by calling the Carthage Office of Admissions at 262-551-6000 or by emailing to admissions@carthage.edu. December 15th is the deadline to be considered for this year's Burlington Liars Club's World Champion Lie Contest. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
The club started this way back in 1929, and to this point it's received worldwide attention. As always, club officials point out that politicians are banned because they're considered professionals. Over the years, winning lies have covered a range of topics, from the weather to family life. Last year, it was Kenosha Sharon Eves who wrote about her husband shaving so close one morning that he took 10 years off his life. Now, you can send your tall tale to Burlington Liars Club, P.O. Box 156 in Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, or send an email to championlies@gmail.com with your name, your address, and your tall tale. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
It turns out Paul Ryan is the first Speaker of the House to sport a beard in 90 years. Ryan returned from his Thanksgiving break sporting the early stages of a beard and posted a photo of his stubble on Instagram. On the post, he said he's the first speaker to sport a beard in about 100 years. Not exactly. The House historian says Frederick H. Gillette in 1925 was the last speaker to have a beard, so Ryan was off by a hair. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.